Well, hello, podcast family. Hope you're doing well today. You may be saying to yourself, sounds a little bit different. Yes, it is, but I'm trying something different today. So today I'm headed to Starbucks to have a conversation with someone that reached out to me, asked if I had about an hour of my time to just kind of hear where they're at in their journey and if I had any advice for them and just different stuff like that. I get these requests a lot, and every once in a while I try to take them just to help people out. So this is a conversation I'm having with a young guy that I think is just looking to learn and looking to grow, and I think that that's a great way to be. So this is the conversation. Would love to get your feedback on Twitter at Scott W. McKenna. Tell me what you think about this format. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Joseph? Scott, good to meet you.
So how did you end up getting started? Like, I only just started following you, like,
recently?
Okay. The last 2 months or so. So I started looking at camera gear back in July of last year for myself.
What kind of stuff are you into? Like, what are you, what's your goal?
My immediate goal is, it's kind of twofold. The first phase of everything is to just get experience, get practice, get noticed.
Right.
So I started seeing a chiropractor last year, and he's going to need some promotional stuff coming up, so I started buying gear specifically, mainly for that reason.
Okay.
So a lot of my gear is amateur because I needed it.
That's okay.
So I was like, all right, let's see what we got. Let's see what we can do. So my immediate goal is to just get as much experience. Like, I have a friend who's like, oh, I want to do a dog shoot.
Yeah, do anything you can. Yeah, you have. That's the biggest thing I tell people from the start is, like, especially when you're, like, just starting, don't overthink, like, I don't think this is not going to be that fun, or this isn't going to be good, or I don't really have the experience. Like, just try everything. The best thing that I always say too is, like, try to make sure that you take on things that people don't have a huge expectation for at the start. Like, I always say weddings are very risky to start with because, yeah, it may be, even if you give it to them free, it's still, they only get one chance at it. So it's like, it's a huge risk to take on something like that. With the commercial work, it's like worst case scenario, you shoot it and it's absolutely terrible and you have to reshoot it, you can. Where weddings, you don't get that chance. Like, weddings are the only things I always tell people, like, don't shoot that until you have some sort of confidence. But outside of that, everything else, if you build a decent enough relationship with people and they're okay understanding, like, I always make them very aware when I was starting, like, I'm new to this, so I'm gonna, you know, do my best. I obviously practice as much as you can so that you can give me something good. But if you set up the expectation, like, it might not be perfect, then you're always just gonna exceed their expectations.
Exactly.
Versus telling them, I can do this amazing stuff, and then they don't realize it's your first thing, and then it just looks like crap.
Yeah.
Maybe compared to what they're, and that's the tough part too, is people's perception on what you think is crap as the actual cinematographer versus what they think is crap is a whole different story.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily have to, like, set it up for failure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I always try to pay attention to, like, who you're going after. If that chiropractor has gotten tons of video work done already and it's been high quality, then it's a different story than if he's got absolutely nothing. He's going to be pumped with, like, whatever you give him. So it's a whole different story.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. A lot of what I'm looking to do to get started is, and this would be like the next couple of, the goal for the next couple of years is, as I slowly work through some of this, I would be kind of going around the Berks County, Reading, Hamburg area, to small businesses that need basic work done. Start with them. Just say, like, look, this promotional stuff you can put up on Facebook, because, and it sucks because my whole plan is kind of going to have to get changed because, with Facebook changing their policies on businesses, you can't do as much as you're going to.
You can. They're just, it's just going to cost more.
Yeah.
But that's, it's still cheap. Facebook has to change their algorithm because Facebook's, your news feed's becoming too news and business and ad-based. And Mark Zuckerberg is a genius at understanding how much to put in front of your face and how much not to. So it's not going to change. You're still going to be able to pay for it. You're just going to, it's just going to naturally get more expensive.
Yeah.
But it's still way, 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 way cheaper than the traditional forms of advertising. And it's all about, like, where you can find the best underpriced attention. So it's not affecting people like they think it's gonna. It's just going to cost money.
How's the YouTube thing affecting you? Is it really affecting you that much? Yeah, with the ads.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter. I mean, number one, I don't do YouTube stuff to make money. So that's, nothing ever affects me in that aspect. I think if you go into YouTube thinking, like trying to make money, you're going to lose regardless. I create the content I do on YouTube just because I enjoy it. I enjoy helping people, and I enjoy kind of taking people on the journey. I love to look back at my own journey, like more than anything. There are some videos that may not even be incredibly useful to people, but I love being able to go back at them and be like, man, I've learned a lot. Like, I remember when I was talking about this, or just like, look at the way that I shot that one project, and that was just 6 months ago. It's amazing how much that's what you need to do. Sometimes it's easy to be like your biggest critique and feel like there's so many people so much better than you. But like, the only person you should compare yourself to is your last video project. Are you getting better each time you shoot something? And if you are, then that's what you need to keep doing. Especially when you're starting out, you look at people with the highest end gear and the highest end stuff. You look at their videos and you're like, I'm never gonna be able to come close to that because I only have this piece of gear. But you don't need to either, because you're not charging $20,000 a video project yet.
Right.
Under promise, over deliver is like the best way that you can always do things. And then you'll grow. Like when I look at my first wedding I ever shot, I did a lot of research of like, how can I make the edit the best and all that. But when I look at color, when I look at stuff, I'm like, this is awful compared to now.
Yeah.
But like the people that got that from day one, they were happy with it.
Yeah,
because it wasn't terrible. So it's not like, yeah, can I do better now? Of course. But there are wedding clients that hired me last year that would look at all the films now and be like, dang, mine didn't look that good. I'm just trying to get better every single time I do it. You know, I think it's a good idea, like you said, to reach out to businesses and all that. I would reach out to businesses that are kind of in your price category / capability right now. Bad example, but you know, you're not gonna get a company like McDonald's to hire you. Look for a really small business, someone that, you know, little things, even if it's a business that is not that exciting, like just doing little things, getting a 30-second talking head type of thing with, and then get some B-roll of, you know, their place, put together it's an easy edit, and it gives you, every single time you do a video project, you are gonna learn. You're gonna learn how to do it better next time. You're gonna learn what you really messed up that you need to work on. But that's how you have to do it. Like you have to shoot all the time. I mean, I would work on even shooting, you know, your own stuff, whether it's for YouTube, whether it's for whatever, just shoot stuff all the time. You have to practice shooting.
That's my immediate plan.
Every single day. Relationships are everything. The relationships you build with people, especially in like a video production type of fields, you never know at all what opportunity will open up from conversations with people.
That's what I kind of hope for.
Everywhere that you talk to people, you building a relationship, it may be 2 years later that the person that you've been talking to for 2 years knows what you do, and then they think of you like, oh, you know, their company suddenly needs video work, or their neighbor needs video work, or their neighbor's daughter's sister's friend is getting married and they're at a picnic together, and oh, there's this guy that I see at Starbucks all the time, I've been talking for like a year, I think that's what he does, here's what he does. Talking to people and just building relationships with people without an expectation gets the referral, because when they like you as a person, even if your work's not good, if people really like you, you'll get the work before someone else does. And then if you can mix actually doing good work with building relationships, that's where it all comes down to. Some of the biggest clients we've ever booked in terms of overall income for jobs has been because someone else, when I worked for the church in 2014, someone contacted me and said, oh, someone from the church at the time that I was working with, hi Sarah, someone from the church recommended that you did some video work, whatever, and I want to talk to you about a project. I was like, cool, they referred me. It ended up being a $30,000 job that I booked because they were doing a 9-part, 1-hour each series of teaching, like something that wasn't a hard project to film. They contacted me simply because this lady said, you should talk to Scott. He does video work. And at that time, I was just starting to understand stuff more. Like, yeah. I rented every piece of gear for that project, which might have cost me $2,000 in rentals, and it was a $30,000 project. It only came to me, not because I was a fantastic cinematographer, I just knew people. Like, and that will never change. It's the reason why I have random conversations with people. It's the reason why I create YouTube content. It's the reason why when I go to any place, if I go to get my tires changed, I'm trying to build a relationship with that guy. Because you don't know who, and especially when you create YouTube stuff, you may get 6 views on your first 20 videos. You don't know who those 6 are. You don't know who the one is. And people put so much like thought into, no one's watching, or this is pointless, or I feel like I just don't have experience. Like, it's, you'll lose every time if you are more concerned with that. The people that don't grow and that fail quickly are the people that try to be Casey, and then they can't keep up with it because it's hard to try to copy someone all day. Like, what's not hard for me is to be me every single day and do whatever the heck I want. Like, that's easy.
And by the way, your content, it took me a little bit, but I appreciate the way you do your content because just, and that, you know, it's not the suck up way, but it's a very clean format. Some of the stuff is a little sketchy, like, I don't know how you're driving and filming at the same time.
That's just,
that's practice.
It's not necessarily something you should do, but.
Yeah, but like, it's a very clean format. It's, you could tell when you come, you're going to watch one of your videos, it's coming to educate. It's not here necessarily.
Right, it's not entertainment.
Yep. It's not here for the cinematography or anything like that. It's not here for to promote your family or anything. Mm-hmm. It's here strictly for those who are looking to get into the business, those who are already in the business, who need to improve a little bit. It's whatever you can to try to collaborate.
Yep.
And I think that's what sets you apart from somebody else.
Yeah, and that's literally what it's supposed to be. My whole concept of what I create, I'm not trying because I don't ever want to be considered a vlogger because I don't want to build my brand around I'm a vlogger. So I don't create my vlogs for of course I want there to be entertainment value in the manner that I want you to enjoy watching it, but I don't create it for entertainment value. My entire content is based around value in some form that's, it may be a standard vlog, but I'm hoping there's something in each 8-minute, 10-minute, whatever it is, something that is valuable to people. And it could be, you know, there's obviously days that it's much more focused on one thing the entire day. But part of what I also am doing is obviously trying to bring you through, like, the day by day. So my whole vlogs and everything I create are trying to be as absolutely me as possible, like, and only me. I'm never trying to be somebody else because I'm not claiming that I am the genius, that I know everything, that you should listen to everything. It's, I'm gonna take you on this journey. You can either follow it and hope that it, you know how many people are on the same journey as I am? The amount of messages I get every single day from people who have found value in, they're just starting their business, or they're just doing this, or they're just doing this. That's what literally feeds me to keep creating. I'm able to actually help people. There are so many people that are so above my level in what they're doing that either aren't creating content at all to help people. And I know that there's so many people, equally as many people, that are so below where I was years ago that's who I want to help in this journey. All I'm doing is taking you along with me. I'm just telling you everything that I possibly know that helps. And if it helps you, that's fantastic. Like, that's why I do it. When you decide what business you're trying to get into, you know, whether it's weddings, whether it's commercial, whatever it is, the best way you can gain experience, bless you.
Excuse me, thank you.
The best way you can gain experience is to second shoot or third shoot or assist. Assisting is the best because there's no responsibilities in terms of, like, they're relying on you to shoot, and all you do is absorb everything you're doing. Like, we have assistants all the time come to weddings, come to different things, and it's assist. So I pay obviously second and third shooters to shoot when I need them, but I don't pay assistants. But there's lots of value in, you know, if weddings are something you want to go into, there's always value in watching a whole wedding take place because you can see what it takes, what are some thoughts of how to shoot this, just experience. But the more and more that you can really reach out to people that are in your field doing something well, pretty easy to get assistant jobs or assistant part-time things here and there, even for free, with even well-known companies, because most of the time you're not being, yeah, and like it's little stuff that is so insignificant in terms of like, all they want me to do is carry crap all day and they may not even talk to me all day. You're still gonna learn, like, and it's worth it. It's worth it to follow people that you want to learn from. How old are you?
20, I gotta think about this, 27.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you still have, you live with your parents right now?
Where do
you, yeah, so you don't have a lot of expenses. Don't get yourself into debt. Don't get yourself into anything, because the people that need to make $200,000, $300,000 a year are because they live a life that is $300,000 a year and they can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
If I could do anything better in my early 20s, like in my early 20s, I wasn't running a business, but I was making a lot of money just playing music. Like that was my full-time thing, but I was awful with money. Like I just spent so much money on everything. Like I didn't save any money. So I didn't become smart with money until, actually, I'm still not smart with money. My wife is super smart with money. But 5 years ago, 4 years ago, that I started to realize, oh yeah, like it's pretty stupid to spend money on this and spend money on this. And once you don't have that overhead, every business you go into is gonna be easier and easier, because you're not gonna need as much. That you can take, you know, a random job at Starbucks that pays your what you need just for to live and build what you like on the side. Like it's, and that's okay. Like you need to be okay with, like you said, your goal might not be to, you know, work at Starbucks forever or Lowe's forever or whatever, but you need to make some money doing a crap job. It doesn't matter what it is. I would almost say, like, find a job that you can work that has the exact hours you want to work more than even what it is, just so that you can have the hours free that you need to actually build, like, get a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job, because then you have your weekends to shadow weddings, to do whatever you want, like, and not be tied up in that. The honest truth is, like, I would say, especially to someone your age, especially that you're not married, you don't have kids yet. I don't think you have kids or married, right? In the nicest way possible, you have tons of time to do stuff, because I create YouTube content, podcasts, all that stuff, and I have a family, I have two kids, a full-time business, and I volunteer at the church. So you don't have, nor does most people, have an excuse to not create. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that in a way like I could easily tell myself all day I don't have time to meet with people, to do podcasts, to do video. I just do it. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning every single day and edit from 4:37 all these YouTube videos you see, just because that's the only time my family's not awake. And my kids wake up from 7 to 9. I work most of the time from 9 to 5. My kids go to bed at 7. So I'm from 5 to 7. I give them all my time. And then 3 nights a week, I work from 7 to midnight, and I start the next day again. Just because I see value in doing it.
Right.
Especially at 27, you'll have more time now than you do in a couple of years.
Yeah,
do everything you can now. And even if that means you're getting less sleep, you're going to find that 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you're going to be like, I'm glad I didn't sleep at all. Because now look at where I am.
Yeah.
Instead of if 3 years from now, then you become married and you start thinking about a family. If you didn't have time then or now, you're gonna make every excuse possible to not have time then.
It's all about the hustle.
Yes, and it's a, you know, hustle's an overused word because I overuse it all
know,
the time too,
so
but it's important.
It
is important, yeah. Especially if you're trying to build something. The only reason I have my company now and that I make money to do it now is because for the 3 years that I worked 40 hours a week at the church, I worked 40 more hours a week at my house after I was done at the church building this business.
Yeah.
And so those 3 years sucked because I worked so much, but it's the only way that I built my business so that I could eventually say, I don't need a full-time income from my church because I have money coming in now elsewhere. You're not gonna start your business from scratch with no income and then start working harder. You gotta work as hard as you can now. So you're at a great path and wanting to learn and do that more, just keep doing it and you'll do well. And feel free to reach out to me anytime. I'm happy to help anytime I can.
So as always, thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. Hopefully this was valuable to you. Would love to get your feedback on Twitter at Scott W. McKenna. Tell me what you liked and what you got out of this. If it was valuable for you, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a DM. Thanks.